When was the last time you really paid attention to a sign? If you don't remember, maybe it's because today's computer-generated and vinyl-stamped signs don't create the same lasting impression as old-fashioned hand-painted signage. The documentary Sign Painter celebrates the craft of hand-painted signage and the people who still do it. It was made by Wisconsin native Sam Makin and his friend and filmmaking partner Faith Levine, and they joined us now. Good morning.
Good
Hello.
morning.
Anything that's vintage or retro seems to be pretty popular today. Was that the inspiration for this movie? Where did this idea come from?
That was actually the thing that we were trying to
Oh,
avoid when
really?
making this film.
Okay.
Although we are both conscious of the fact that people's general interest in process and
Older methods or
yeah.
just time-tested methods, is certainly there and I think we probably hope to benefit from that, but we very conscientiously began this project with the express intent to not create something that was too overly retro fetishized and too romantic in the sort of old violin and banjo sense.
I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of these practitioners, they don't view themselves terribly romantically. They see themselves as just people doing a job.
They're tradespeople.
Right, you've got a big company like, say, Colossal in New York, who do the large wall signs. They're not doing it because it's cute. They're doing it because they literally believe it's the best way to make a sign on this scale and in those environments.
That's a good point. I would think that in some cases, it is more effective than, say, a stamped vinyl sign or a computer printed sign.
Yeah, there's that element, and then there's also the conversation about permanence and investment in and an investment in your business or your facade or your whole.
Your fleet of trucks or what
Yeah.
have you, the idea of kind of making something to last.
I got a feeling 10 years from now, something that's produced today, a car to our car, something that somebody wrapped, it's going to be gone. You're never going to see the history of what was produced in 2011. I can go still see the history that was produced in 1960 because somewhere there's a truck or somewhere there's a sign on a wall that's still there, And that's the part about it that is really sad.
You can drive through, any small town or even in a large city and see what would be called a ghost sign and be like, oh, that's, there's something to be said. You notice like, oh, a pack of gum was 5 cents.
Yes, exactly.
Or that building that's, a loft space now used to house like a shoe factory. And there are these conversations to be had and these memories that exist in that history and, the history of today not existing in the future because of, the impermanence of vinyl signage is definitely an important one to talk about.
I suppose you gave a lot of conscious thought as to doing justice to the work that you were depicting.
We wanted to make sure that if we were going to communicate lettering, say that someone's name or the city in which they lived, we had people hand letter those basically as like small signs or show cards, and then we would photograph those and incorporate it into the film. So we weren't making a film heralding the independent hand, brushwork, and then put, Helvetica in the corner saying
Very,
the person's name.
very thoughtful. Faith Levine and Sam Makin, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You can see more of Faith and Sam and watch Sign Painters on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.